Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone. In this week's episode, I have a special guest. Her name is Carolyn Collier, and I met Carolyn through a spirit school community. Her and I actually met in person last year at a retreat in Canada. Her and I connected because I had threw this net out to the listeners of the podcast, asking if anyone would like to sit for a session in hopes of sharing bits and pieces of that session on the podcast. Carolyn is a professional medium and energy healer. She loves to use her energy for demonstration of mediumship. But when she arrived for our call today, she really wanted to focus on the energy around relationships and how that relates to her womb center. As we entered the session, what was coming through initially was really the energy around her physicality, like how her body was feeling, how she really absorbs a lot of energy, especially being an empath. I believe she is a Cancer sun as well, so a lot of water element in her chart. And so she does take on a lot of emotions and feelings of others within her auric field, within the physical body. And so that was something that was becoming very apparent. But with holding that intention of wanting to focus on relationships, that was the intention of her session. What was coming through very quickly was some energy that wanted to be released or healed or let go, and also acknowledged as it relates to the feminine energy in her family. And so that's what's really incredible about womb healings, is it really wants to bring into balance the masculine and the feminine energy. And so a lot of times my guides will show me a heavy focus of feminine energy, or maybe there's a heavier focus on masculine energy, but usually by the end of the session, what comes through is this energy healing to really bring balance into the body and into the auric field, the masculine and the feminine. But in order to get there, sometimes I have to clear out some of that energetic debris or some of these louder messages that may be pressing forward in order for me to really get to the root of what's really going on in her field. And because she is such an empath, I could feel that she was really taking on some of this responsibility of mom energy and really taking on some of this responsibility or these feelings as it relates to her sibling. And as we moved through the session, some incredible things came through as it relates to her physical body and how messages were ringing through her aura, like this gentle bell, with some of the feminine archetypes in her family, specifically her mom, I believe her grandmother, also her aunt. And so oftentimes when I'm working with other healers, especially those who are empaths, I sort of have to work their energy, move their energy around and become aware of what is truly theirs and what isn't. And this is a perfect example of that, right? Like I was tuning into her energy and I kept picking up on her mom's energy in her lower body. I was also seeing some misalignments as it relates to the throat chakra, like maybe how Carolyn would hold things in, and then how her mom would be a bit more explosive in how she would express her emotions. And my guides would always kind of show me like, but why does that happen? You know, my guides will always take me to a root cause. So there's a lot of ancestral healing that takes place in these sessions. Yes, am I focusing my awareness? Excuse me, my throat chakra is getting activated. Isn't that funny how I was just talking about the throat? But how I'm focusing my awareness on Carolyn, but my guides will show me why, like what is the root cause? Like why does Carolyn hold her emotions in before she fully expresses them? Or why does it become an overflow of emotion, maybe with tears and all of these things? What is the root cause of that? And so when I ask the body that, it'll sort of take me on this journey of understanding like where that originates from. And so working with her energy, I was seeing a lot of emphasis on mother-daughter relationship. I was seeing misalignment or the differences in Carolyn's expression in her throat versus her mom's expression in her throat. And the guides were wanting to really bring clearing through the ancestral lineage as it relates to a picture that came forward that had to do with Carolyn's mom and Carolyn's grandfather. And you're going to hear her share a little bit about what that relationship was like and how that was affecting not only her relationship with her mom, but how that was also affecting Carolyn's physical energy and her energetic field in present moment. Okay. So the throat chakra is very much connected to the sacral. And there's always this sort of resonance that happens with females, at least in my experience with doing womb healings, is if there's an imbalance in the root, in the sacral, there's usually an imbalance in the throat. So as you're anchoring into the earth, I am feeling a lot of mother, grandmother essence, which is very common in the womb healing. We do a lot of healing around the archetype of mother. Okay. And so I'm just going to go ahead and invite this lineage of women to come forward to assist you. They're showing me some areas around the heart, chest, breast, lungs that they're wanting to release as it relates to family essence. So we'll be working on that today. Okay. There's some grief there that they're showing me that's also connected to the womb, that's also connected to a birth experience. And so what's really incredible about the womb healings is they'll bring me through utero, conception, and not only for you, but you know, for your mom and her mother. And so they're sort of showing me some of this energy that was recreated or passed down through utero. So we're just releasing some of this. So just give me 1 second as I get some more information. And I just want you to breathe into your body. They're just showing me a gentle thread here. Now, as they're showing me this essence of sorrow and grief, there's also this sense of safety that comes up in the body. Okay, so I'd love for you to just silently speak to your body and remind your body that you are safe. It is safe for you to explore. It is safe for you to release. They're showing this essence of needing to be strong, right? Okay, thank you. They're also dissolving the energy around needing to protect. So protecting the heart. There we go. Okay, good. Just go ahead and breathe into the body. There we go. And then I want you to go ahead and begin to plant your feet. So again, I want you to imagine that you have these beautiful roots and they're exiting out the palms of your feet. I'm really drawn to my left side of my body, my left foot. So let me just see what's going on here. So give me 1 second. Okay, so just picking up on some family energy. Is your dad in the living? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So I'm picking up on some of his energy. Does he have issues with his knee? Outer knee, like mobility issue. I'm feeling like I'm drawn to knee, shin, ankle, but it feels like it would have been some sort of injury from a long time ago or some sort of wear and tear.
The first thing that pops to my mind is his Achilles. He had an injury.
Okay, thank you. And so let's go ahead. And I want you to set the intention for you to release any energy that you may be processing, either knowingly or unknowingly, for your dad. I'm just asking your body why you felt like you needed to hold that. And it is this sense of wanting to protect. And so I want you to go ahead and ask your body just to release anything that says you need to protect. Do you know if he's also experiencing something around the chest and lungs?
I don't know that.
Okay. Let me see where they're going with this. Give me 1 second. Oh, no. Okay. Thank you. Do you have somebody who crossed over female energy that would have been attached to the chest, lungs, and throat area? Okay. Okay, thank you. So I want you to go ahead and release any of that from the body as well. They're just showing me some cellular memory. There we go. Good job. So just giving myself permission to release any cellular memory as it relates to these areas of the body that remind me. Okay, there we go. Starting to move there. There, it's starting to move. Okay, thank you. And so now they're bringing me into the knee area. So let me just work this energy 1 second. So as I'm kind of playing with the energy, it feels a bit ropey, And so whenever that happens, it means that it's really connected deeply to ancestry. And so let's just see what's going on here. Can you tell me your mom's first name?
Beverly.
Beverly. Yeah, I feel like I just want to like keep things in. That's the sense that I'm getting with her. And you? Oh, with you. Okay.
You know what? I understand that also, actually.
Okay.
She's an externalizer, but she also like withholds until it explodes.
Okay, so, thank you. Because yeah. She's just like, the way that the energy is coming in is it's like it's very entangled and very wrapped up. Sometimes it can get blurry. What's mine and what isn't?
Mm-hmm.
What's mine and what isn't? And so they're sort of showing that entanglement with your mom. Like what's mine and what's hers? What's mine and what's hers? And how it can sort of trigger some other stuff that's linked to the womb space. So this is a really big healing, really. I know you had said around relationships, not that your mom is in a relationship, but they're showing me more mother archetype energy. Okay. She's also showing me some stuff around the throat chakra that you guys are also both holding for one another. So, okay. Similar theme. She's showing me her father. There's a worthiness piece that comes through. There's a word that like, she's showing me around the throat. It's interesting because I can see how things can come out. But then there's also this side that she's showing me that doesn't feel worthy of expressing certain things or worthy of saying certain things. But she's showing me that is linked to her dad. And so we're going to do an ancestral healing. Can you tell me her dad's name?
Ludlow. Totally understand where you're going.
Okay. Okay, she's saying thank you. Okay, wonderful. Let's go ahead and clear this as well. She's bringing me back to you and back to your throat. So we're doing a little bit of a clearing in the lymph. So right here is where they're showing me. May I ask, do you have like moments where you feel really high and then you also feel really low?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is that they're showing me that? Not only that, just like energy wise, but emotionally too, highs and then lows. Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and do a clearing on this. It's sort of turning into a little bit of a medical intuitive healing. They're showing me just like how some of this is actually, it's like hormonal, right? It's just like the highs and lows of hormones.
Yeah.
And so they're doing like they'll show me like a DNA healing. Mm-hmm. And like a reset of the endocrine system. And so I'm just seeing a lot of energy come through this point, like the cranial neck and how it relates to the spine, but how that's also servicing your energetic hormonal system. Can you feel that energy like moving through the hips and releasing? So I always ask the body to release anything as word, especially for my friends that do the work that we do. We love to carry that in our hips. I'm like, hey, girl. Yeah. We love to carry it in the hips. And that's also attached to the womb space and the sacral. And so whenever I see like an abundance of emotional energy in the hips, it will affect your cycles and how you feel around your cycles. Mm. Do you find that when you're feeling high or extremely low, do you notice a deepening in the color of your monthly cycle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They're saying just pay attention to that because you'll sort of be able to determine from the month before what was going on in my emotional body.
Okay.
What was going on in my emotional body? They're saying that there's like it's showing up as the texture and the color of your flow. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see here. Okay, and they're just showing me a different variation, right? So if it's more brighter in color, it's just showing you that you didn't really take on so much of something that isn't yours. That's a good calling card for you is what they're showing me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And again, we're just setting the intention to release any of your mom's energy as it relates to the womb space, especially since we do utero healing here. Okay, thank you. There we go. And then I'm also extending it out. They're actually having me extend it out to 3 generations of the females, the lineage. Do you have a sister? Sister? I'll keep hearing sister, sister, sister. So give me 1 second. Let me see where this is coming from.
I have some ideas, but you go.
Okay, 1 second. It's a tiny thread coming out of the left hip and I feel a female, but I'm hearing sister, sister, sister. I feel like I also have textured hair a bit curlier than yours. It feels like I have like quite a bit of texture.
Okay. My mom has 2 sisters and my mom had a miscarriage.
Let me see here. Tell me your mom's sister's names. I want to see if it's one of them because I didn't feel drawn to baby in spirit.
Textured hair is Jocelyn or Jocelyn.
Yes.
Okay. The reason why your body was showing me that, because she's also going to be receiving a healing clearing as it relates to the heart chakra. So, and anything physical related to that. So breast, chest, lungs. I don't know why my breathing feels labored when I'm with her.
Mm-hmm. Grandmother had emphysema, and my Jossie has rheumatoid arthritis in all of her joints.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that would affect the heart and lungs, but definitely like perpetual discomfort.
Yeah, and because it would affect the thyroid. Okay, thank you. It's making my hands tingle, actually. Okay, so they're just showing how they're showing me a tree, like the tree, and how certain family members are receiving this DNA healing. Okay, the cellular DNA healing. Okay, thank you. It's interesting, but not, because I know what you do. It's like how you process so much for your family, like on a very spiritual, physical, emotional, and even mental, and how you bring it through the body in such a way. Okay, so just setting the intention for Jocelyn to be in her highest health, her highest vitality. Okay, thank you. And then let me go back to, and your grandmother is in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then Beth, okay, thank you. They're also bringing me back further down the line, but they're just having me jump energy through there. So I'm just seeing a bunch of light go through that family tree. So as they're bringing me into the womb space, I'm really drawn to my right side, where the energetic ovary is, but this is anchored in relationships is what they're showing me. And so I want you to go ahead and ask your body to release. Oh, there's trust around relationship. Okay. Are you currently in relationship?
Brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new. Is there an issue with trust in this brand's new spanking relationship, or is this something you carried in the previous? Because they're making me want to clear some an essence around trust in relationship.
I would say it's more previous.
Okay. Ask your body just to release any relationships from the past. Oh, they're saying past, present, future timelines. Okay. From past, present, future timelines that ignite or trigger the feeling of trust at a lower vibration. There it goes. Okay, thank you. Beyond all dimensions of time and space.
That was wild, actually.
Yeah, it was a big one. I'm like breathing through it. So just give me 1 second here. There we go. I like to release what isn't true in the body to just see what's left over, right? There's this energy that it's called matching picture energy. And so what can happen is, like, let's say you meet a friend and that friend does something that you feel is dishonest. That can trigger something in your body from a previous story that also amplifies the story of dishonest, or I don't feel safe, or this doesn't feel truthful to me. It just showed me like this big cluster around that trust element that I wanted to release from the womb space. Okay. May I ask what your current partner's name is? Okay, so let me just see here. So let's go ahead. I'm just asking the body to just show me anywhere else that you may be holding this residue, opposite side, but not as much. Okay, so I want you to bring your awareness to the left side. There we go. And I'm just asking the body to release any residual energy as it relates to this essence of trust. Do you feel in relationship, I'm just gonna focus because this is the most recent, that you can't fully show yourself? It feels like a little protective layer that I have in front of my heart and in front of my chest.
I understand that, yeah.
Okay, you do? Okay. Okay, thank you. And I'm asking for the root cause. Take me to the root cause. They're bringing me to age, it's a big one. It's 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. So year 5, year 6, year 7, year 8. Okay, that ignites the heart wall. I need to block my heart. Okay, 1 second. Where else is this affecting her in her body? Palms of hands. Oh, interesting. Is your aunt the only one that has this sort of rheumatoid arthritis, or the stuff that she's the only one? That's interesting, because they showed like a mirroring energy. I thought it was yours, but it was actually hers. Okay. So I want you to go ahead and set the intention to release and say your aunt's name in your heart. Any of her energy beyond all dimensions of time and space. There's a mirroring that's happening between some of her experience and some of your experience. Again, it's like this entangled energy. Okay, thank you. Also with your mom. Your parents are still together?
No.
They're not. Okay.
The age you described.
What was that?
The age you described was right.
Okay, thank you. And then they're also showing me some energy around the back of the heart. So they're giving you a nice big heart clearing, and I can see why, because you want to be heart open in your relationships. And not just romantic, it's also, you know, think of our platonic and our friendships, right? They're having me track this energy. I feel like I'm like going bing, 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 like sort of being ping ponged around, and where they're clearing it throughout the body, but they're showing it in your body, but how it's also addressing the females in your family. So mm-hmm. past, present, and future timelines. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, do you fully merge with spirit?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer, but I've been communicating with spirit since I was 7, and they come into my dream world a lot. So yeah.
Yeah, because it feels, the way that they brought it through for me, it reminds me of when I blend. I'll sometimes like look down, looking down at my hands and my physical eyes, but I'll see like a, it's almost like I'm in somebody else's body in a way. Mm-hmm. And they're just showing a little bit of that impression through the womb space.
Not the boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Was that an ex?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what's really funny about when we do womb healings. Mm-hmm. The past will come in an email and in a text, and it always happens when we're doing these sessions. It is the funniest thing. Yeah.
So funny.
It always happens. I will release like exes, whether it be like ex-partners in work or, you know, ex-lovers, or, you know, just think of anything we're no longer working on. Mm-hmm. And like that, they're like, they just texted me. I'm like, that's just because they felt that psychic disconnection. They're like, oh, I wonder what they're doing. And so
I totally know him from past lives. Knew it from the second I met him.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay. And so let me see here. I'm just really drawn into like the center here. And so they're bringing in some new belief systems, and it's okay. Thank you. Because there's that sense of safety in the center of the womb again. Okay. This feels a little bit more tender, mm-hmm. right? So I want to be mindful of that. If you know what I'm talking about, or if there's something that you feel that's on your heart, I want you to set the intention to begin to release it. Like they're saying, almost imagine it like it's like these crumbles just coming through that space. There it goes. Thank you. They're just bringing through a lot of light through the center here. Do you know if you have like tiny little cysts that happen?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I've wondered about it because I think I show some symptoms of PCOS.
Okay.
But I haven't had that diagnosed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because it just reminds me of sometimes when I tune into it, it reminds me of like little fizzings where it goes pss, 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 pop, 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 which is a natural occurrence that can happen with cysts.
Yeah.
But they're showing me on right side, and it could just be energetic. Yeah. And so I just want to work that energy. I'm like kind of listening to the body and letting it sort of do its thing and dissolve. PCOS. I'm just asking more about that to see what I'm drawn to. It's interesting because I can see why that would feel like a strong connection, but they're also showing me that you do so much from the womb space, mm-hmm. like clairsentiently, and like, so it would make your body feel so dysregulated or just off, or sometimes heavy, like I feel heavy, right? And so it's again, it's like, let me move some of that energy out, and I'm gonna give you some meditations that you can use to support that for my girls that are very clairsentient. I always think of like the work we do is incredible for others, but we don't realize like what we're doing, bringing energy into our field, right? Like we really don't know. And like, I'm like, no, I love this job. I love being of service. But sometimes the body is like, what is going on here? Right.
For sure.
Right. Like sure. The body's like, hello, like what's all this foreign stuff in here? I don't know what that is. Right. Yeah. So they're kind of showing me that essence. It's more of like this energetic exchange of like this, something feels foreign in my body, but I never want to discount that. So, but they're not giving me an exact diagnosis of PCOS. They're not showing me that. And then I want you to imagine that you're bringing that light again, once more through your feet and up your legs, through the hips. And then I want you to imagine that it's grounding out beneath you. And I just want you to tune into that flow of energy that's releasing underneath you. And you're just kind of tuning into the energetic debris. Like, what does it feel like? What is the color? Does it look vibrant? Does it feel murky? You're just becoming aware of what you're moving out of that space. Because what I like to say with the womb is every time that we decide to explore it, we kind of have a different experience from it. Like I could go in tomorrow and it may be vibrant and feel vast. And I could go in the next day and maybe it feels like just dark and cold. I always like you to be aware of what your body's trying to show you in that moment. in that moment and just be curious about what the body is wanting to express with you in that moment, okay? All right, and I just want to check in with you and see how you're feeling in your body and also see if you have any questions before I seal up your energy.
It was just a wild ride so far, you know? Yeah, like when we were clearing out the right side, I can't believe how fast it happens, you know? Mm-hmm. But the dramatic instantaneous shift from density to emptiness was palpable and mm-hmm. wild.
I know, it's really interesting. We don't realize how much, it reminds me of like when we have like a hallway cabinet that just is full of things and we're like, we're just gonna clean that out. And you don't realize that we have that in just like all these different areas of the body. The womb is such a big one for females, you know, mm-hmm. such nurturers, and we care for people and we're, you know, put others before ourselves. You know, it's just like, there's so much that can get stored there. But I always like to think of too, like the creative energy that happens in that space. Mm-hmm. And the work that you and I do and how much we're bringing like all of these people into our field, and it's so loving and it's so nurturing, but we don't realize that there's so much of that that can still be pinging on some of our internal stuff. And so I love that like feeling. And you can do it anytime. You know, like I love holding space for people to be able to help people move their energy, but that's why I give them the meditations, because I infuse them with the same energy healing so that you can continue. Like after, you know, we finish this call today, like I want you to be able to support your energy in that way and keep the energy moving so it doesn't feel like it gets stuck in a very physical way, because you'll notice it. You'll notice it in a very physical way, maybe in bloating or stomach cramping, or, you know, especially around our cycles, right? I'm always like, ooh, I worked way too much last month.
Yeah.
I missed my cycles, you know? And so I've been trying to even track my themes, and that I usually work with seasons, right? And now I'm like, oh, I need to start like readjusting and working with my moon cycle. How am I feeling during this moon cycle, right? But again, it's like, I feel like the more that we open up, the more we have to tend to our own energy.
One thing I was curious to check with you about is my brother.
Okay. All right. Is he in the living or is he?
Yeah, he's in the living.
What's his name?
Michael.
Okay. Is he also struggling emotionally? What I'm hearing right now, what I tapped into him, I heard the word denial, like almost like, okay. And so let me just see here, Michael, where are we going to go with this? One second. Okay, thank you. He's wanting to avoid and deny and be in denial about many things. So I'm just talking to his inner child to see like if he wants to, I want to be very mindful, obviously, of his own healing. And so I'm asking him permission. So just give me one second here. Okay, he's being a little standoffish. Let me just ask. Okay, setting the intention for you to receive whatever healing you are wanting to receive in this moment. Anything that you feel safe to receive or to share. Just know that it's for the best. He's saying, okay, give me one second here. Okay, is there a distance between, he's showing me a distance. He's showing me a distance between my heart and the people around me. So is it an actual physical distance, or is he actually like, I'm cutting you people out? Is it more like this?
It's literal.
Okay. Okay, so let me just set the intention for, okay, you'd like to release some irritability. Does he feel like he needs to be right?
Absolutely.
Because he's showing me that. And so what I said to him was like, okay, you could be right or you could be happy.
Yeah.
And he was like, he's really sitting in this, I just want to be right in this moment. And so I'm just going to listen to him and help him move some of this energy out. So just give me a second. Okay, so now as the energy is starting to move, it's not only the need to feel to be right, but I almost feel like I want to blame as well. And he's showing me this sort of victimhood energy. And so I'm asking him if he would like to unplug from that frequency, and he says he doesn't know yet. Okay, so let me just let this move a little bit more. Is he a very physical fighter, or is this, because he's showing me this essence of wanting to fight, but I don't know if this is like an actual physical fight or it's like I'm just fighting this whole thing.
It's non-physical fighting, but in every other capacity. Yeah.
It's so funny because as the energy is moving, sometimes what happens is like, it's like, okay, I want this, but I also, I don't know about this because I want to like die on this hill, right? Yeah. I want to die on this hill. I want to be right about this. And so that's why I was asking him, like, I can feel how he's like, it's like a resistance. That's the word. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so setting the intention for you to dissolve any resistance. I'm like, you are so loved. You are so seen. You are so valued. You are so worthy. I'm hearing them like, ooh, that's making me really emotional. Okay. Now he's starting to sort of soften into inner child. He's saying that he needs help. He just doesn't know how to ask for help. He doesn't know how. Would you understand that? Okay. He's also showing me that his pride gets in the way of him asking for the help that he knows that he needs, but he's aware. He's saying, I'm aware of the things that I should be. He's showing me the should that I should be doing, but I'm not prepared to walk and take those steps just yet, is what he's showing me. Okay. I'm just asking if there's anything that I can do to support him and hopefully getting him to get to that point. He's just asking me just to listen. Okay. He's repeating, I'm just misunderstood. I'm just misunderstood. I'm very misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Are you aware? He's showing me ideology of self-harm. Is this something that you're aware of? Okay. Okay, let's clear that. I don't know if this is like a literal thing, but he's making me feel like my hands are tied or like clamped together or cuffed. So I don't know if this is like...
They're golden handcuffs.
Yeah, he's just like, it's interesting because he's showing me things that he's aware of, but also too afraid of navigating and diving into. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I do like the deep work, right? Like I go, let's get to the root cause of things so that we can set you free. Like that's like how I like to work with my guides. And he's like, I'm aware of what you do. And I don't know if I want to unpack that just yet, which I want to be very gentle with and very mindful of.
Yeah.
Would you like to have some closeness or resolution with your brother?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like setting that intention for him to receive that because I can feel how he's having a hard time receiving anything. Like it just feels like I want to protect my heart specifically from friends and it's almost there's a lot of shame around him too. I am feeling a lot of shame around him. Yeah. I'm like, come on, buddy, let me just hook you up here. So I have a healing that we do when I feel this much vibration. It's called a Christ consciousness healing. And so what that means is we connect the crown, the spiritual layers back to source so that you remember who you are at a soul level. And what he's showing me is I'm curious, but I'm also like, ooh, that's going to require me to do some like reflecting. And, you know, he's like showing me, he's saying it's radical honesty. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. But I'm just setting the intention for when he is ready to receive that healing and it's available to him. What he's showing me now is that he feels, he is feeling bad. He's like, I pushed many people away from me. He's like, many people, not just my loved ones, he's like people in general, I pushed them away from me. And he's like, and I do it because he has anger around his heart is what he's showing me. There is a forgiveness piece that he's working on or that he's being asked to work on. Yeah, let me see here. I'm just setting the intention for him to reconnect with his family of origin in a way where he can feel seen from his version of being seen. Okay. So this is what I'm hearing from the guides is he's worthy of being seen. He's worthy of being heard. He's worthy of being loved. And so they're resetting his spiritual nature in the energetic healing. Does he just sort of disappear too? Does he just sort of like take off and disappear from people?
I understand that.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that there's so much distance there, you know, because I can see how he wants to have resolution with people, but he just doesn't know how to fully go there just yet. It's like an avoidant. I need to avoid this at all costs. And what I'm trying to remind him is like what he's avoiding or what he's feeling like he's needing to push down. If he would just let it have some air and breathe, he would feel more free. But he's telling me I'm not ready to go there yet. And so I want to respect him in that. I want to respect his energy in that, but I am setting the intention for him to receive whatever healing he's meant to receive in this moment, and that he be showered in unconditional love, and a remembrance of who his soul is and what his connection is with Source. Do you have any questions around that?
I mean, I feel like I have a million questions and none come to mind. You know, it's a lifelong cycle. And mm-hmm. So it's hard to find ways to support him, especially when he's in a separation phase. I don't know. I keep having to remind myself that I'm here to witness, not to guide, you know?
Absolutely. I know it's such a tricky one when we're with family, right? How old is he?
He's 41.
Okay. Does he have a child? I'm seeing a male child's like an energy ball, a spirit child around him. That's why I was wondering if there was a child. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not seeing it as like a, it's interesting.
I have some ideas around that, but you let me know how much you want me to share.
Yeah. I mean, you can share. You can go ahead and share.
Yeah. Okay. Where to begin? It's not the first time in an intuitive reading that a child has come up around my brother. Mm. He's in an extremely toxic relationship with a person who also needs a lot of healing. She has a living son.
Yeah, he's got a lot of walls around him to protect himself, you know, and I can see some of the themes around protecting, you know, matters of the heart. You know, and so I'm glad that we did this today so that we can sort of bring healing through that ancestral story or that belief system that says we need to protect the heart. I'm gonna clear, there's a forgiveness thread that they're showing me that's really big from the back of your throat chakra into the back of his throat chakra. So just give me one second. I didn't see that before. So setting the intention to clear. Oh, they're showing me past life energy with him as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is you guys have done this. This is a cycle. Okay. Okay. So setting the intention to clear any past lives, any matching picture energy, and any energetic cords that keeps them in the same energetic loop or karmic cycle, setting the intention for them to have resolution and for them to have clear communication and understanding beyond all dimensions of time and space. So it's interesting, right? Like we have this free will and your intention's there. But like we all have a choice, right? And I can see how this has been like a repeating pattern. And I'm so that knowing that, especially I'm talking to his energy to say, you know, you don't have to do this again.
I'm so glad that we touched that last little piece about the like past lives at the back of the throat. I think that that's like been such a huge piece between my brother and I so long. And I did have some forgiveness that I needed to tap into in both directions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know it's, I always like to say, like, if we know our themes with specific family members or friends or partners, like if we know what our themes are with them and it's something that sort of pings or charges us, like you said, I feel like there's that forgiveness piece that's been there both ways. I'm like, tap into that and just... I set the intention to release anything that doesn't allow me to forgive. And then just imagine you're just releasing that energetic cord so that everyone receives that healing. Cause I always feel like those themes, those reoccurring themes, especially when past lives that are repeating, I have a few of those certain family members where I'm like, are we going to do this again?
Yeah.
Are we going to do this again? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this again. You know, I'm going to work on this now. But what's incredible is when we're working on it on ourselves, they feel it. I mean, they feel it like how your friend just, or your, I guess, ex-friend or ex-partner, how that, you know, person just pinged. They feel it at some degree. It's that very psychic, like, I always say it's like a little psychic hello, you know? And just all, as you know, just setting the intention for it to be like at the highest vibration of whatever that is, you know?
Yeah.
Visualizing them as healed.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Especially like with your brother, I could see how hard he was being on himself through his thing, but I have to visualize him as being healed. I can't view him that way. I have to view him in a different way so that he will feel that resonance and hopefully want to take those steps to do.
That's exactly it. That's been like my anchor in the feeling of like hopelessness and helplessness for him has been to like hold an ideal for him in my heart of him being happy and healthy and abundant and flourishing and thriving, you know? I just try to imagine that. And I remind him all the time, you deserve all those things.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. It's so true. I was just talking to my husband about this earlier, you know, because he's on a little loop of his own and he's very good at like coming back to center, but he has to talk out loud. And I'm the opposite. I'm like, my moon's in the 12th house. I'm very internal. You know, I have to process it alone. And then I share, you know, but he was just talking about like that too. He's like, I'm just on this loop of energy where I'm having a hard time seeing the best of me. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not your truth, you know? But I don't know. It's an interesting thing that I notice with my male clients or just the males in my life. And it probably is conditioning or, you know, it's like, it's harder for them to sink into that deeper layer. It was what it feels like. It seems to be very surface, but if you lift the rug, and you just hold space for what's underneath there. Let's say probably, you know, you at 10, or maybe you at 14, or you at 15, maybe you at 35, you know, that is just wanting a little bit of like listening, you know? And I always like to look at it like the things that I'm doing when I'm hearing the body talk to me, like when I'm hearing your body share with me some of these things, I'm just listening. But as I'm listening, I'm transmuting it and I'm bringing it into a higher frequency, or at least the guides are showing that they're reprogramming the belief system, right? And it is a practice, right? It is a practice because we're human and we catch ourselves doing these things every day. And then we're like, oh, wait a second, hold on. Let me get back to center and just drop into my body for a moment and take a nice deep breath, clear those cords or just like feel into the body in that moment. But thank you. Yeah, thank you for letting me tap into your energy. I'm so glad we got to do that today.
Thank you. Like transmuting is such a perfect word for it. I don't know exactly like what I'm trying to say, but I feel like that's such a gift to be able to shift your perspective. Like every obstacle can be an opportunity, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if we stop being in resistance to the obstacle, what can we take from it?
And absolutely. You know, we're creating our reality. And if my daughter is presenting her, you know, incredible 14, 15 year old self to me, and it's triggering these parts of my 14 or 15 year old self, it's an opportunity for me to just nurture my 14 or 15 year old self. Mm-hmm. And I got that lesson this summer and it was like, oh yeah, I'm like being like, you're being a crazy teenager, you know? But then I tapped into my inner teenager and I was like, oh my gosh, she was so angry. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the space to express myself. I wasn't raised that way. It was very much like, keep it, we're good. Like, just keep it down. And so I have my daughter who's, you know, she's a Cancer and she expresses everything. I mean, she tells me all these things and I'm like, wow. And I love it. But I didn't realize my inner teenager girl was like, I don't want to say jealous, but kind of, I guess, like this brought up this feeling in me that I didn't realize was creating this agitation in my field where I was getting irritated with my husband and all these things. But when I sat with it for just a moment, I was like, where am I right now? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in ninth grade. Oh my gosh, this is what happened. Oh my, and I was like, and it was literally mirroring back to me, my stuff my daughter was doing that she gets to do that I wasn't allowed to do. And it was just playing on this part of me that felt suppressed.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, and so just to be able to transmute it and bring him like, okay, that's not my truth. Let's bring it back into the present moment. Yeah. But it is a constant of checking in, especially when you do energy work.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, absolutely. I could feel how major this was and I'm like curious to see what happens in my dreams and in my relationships and like, you know, like empath is so overused, but for simplicity's sake, you know, like I didn't think about, like I think about the lineages like backwards and forwards. I didn't think about like my aunts, you know? And for me, that was super moving. My Aunt Jossie has so much pain emotionally and physically. And like, I'm so excited and curious to see if that, like how this shifts things for her at all.
I know. You should send her the links to the meditations if she's into meditations, because All of my meditations are anchored in intuitive psychic healing with my guides. And so it's like, it's, you know, you get to, I love to empower my empaths, right? Like, I'm like, let's be empowered empath. It's like infused with like all this beautiful energy healing, but it's really like you get to direct and play with that energy and go, okay, what's going on here? I mean, you're very familiar with your energy, with the work that you do, but most people aren't. They're just like, what's going on, you know? And so it's like, when we start to realize that a lot of the stuff that we're actually carrying in our auric field that affects the physical body, it's usually outside of us. It's not usually ours. Anything that's left over, anything that is left over, I say that's an opportunity to be curious and go, okay, why is that upsetting my cycle? Why is that making my stomach hurt? Why do I have this pain in my ankle? Because your ankles and your like were showing me just like pain. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting, because I don't feel like it was your pain. But when I started to ask questions, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm drawn to this and I'm drawn to that, right? And so we don't realize how we're so interconnected, you know, and some of us can get entangled. You know, and it's like, reminds me of like the cords behind the TV, you know, where you're like, wait, where does this go? Where does that go? Right. And you just have to like gently sort of separate it and just start to keep asking questions to it. And a lot of the people that I work with, they're like, oh, I just cut the cords. I'm like, yeah, you can do that. But if you're curious and you start to ask questions, like why they're there, it's an even deeper healing. It's more than just there's a cord there. You're like, you gain understanding of why it's there, what that person came in to teach you or you came to learn from them. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it sets off this other chain of events of healing, not only for yourself, but to whoever it's attached to. Mm-hmm. Right? So even the exes that were like, oh,
yeah,
there's a learning there, right? There's a reason why we call each other into our lives and why we meet people, like why I met you. It'll be so fun later for me to go, oh, you know, tap into like some of the stories that you and I have been through together or past lives, right?
For sure.
And it's just an opportunity to sort of get to know the soul in a different way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I, when I took my energy healing program in 2015 to 2018 or whatever, I had to write my application letter, and in it, I didn't know what I was doing in the moment. I was like, I feel like I came into the world to clear an ancestry of anxiety and depression.
Wow.
Oops. Like, careful what you sign up for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and when you brought up my grandpa, like, I can't tell you how poignant that was as well. Like, talk about an Irish patriarch. He used to shake you by the head in the most loving and endearing way and go, what do you have to say for yourself? And he was like so inadvertently oppressive also as an Aries, you know what I mean? Just everything revolved around him. He was, and like how much that impacted my mom. My mom felt like she was supposed to be a boy. And when she finally accomplished her financial goals, her dad, my grandpa, was like, well, is your husband okay with that?
Oh boy.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was not surprising and surprising, you know, that he came into this today.
Yeah. And yeah, that's so true, because a lot of what comes in through our field is, I mean, we think of the things that someone can say, like you just said, right? My husband does this. He'll go, and he doesn't realize he's doing it. The kids will do something really spectacular. He's like, oh my God, that was great. Now next time, do this. And he doesn't know that it's actually something that is, he doesn't know. He's like, what do you mean they got their feelings hurt? I'm like, I know that that's not your intention, but this is what they're feeling and hearing is, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I didn't say that. I'm like, I know, but that's what they just said. I don't think I'm good enough. So we have to be mindful of like how we deliver messages. But what's incredible is like when we do energy work, we can unravel it, we can dissolve it, you know, as long as we can give ourselves the time and space to be aware of what those things are. Like, I know the stories that I've told myself and what were told to me from my upbringing. And I've worked really hard the last 7 years to sit with them, you know, lovingly, and dissolve them and to recreate new stories around those things. And I get to see it play out with my children, because my children are, I'm like, who are you people? Like, these little wise wizards. But I swear it's just based on all the energy work that we do and all this, the self-healing, the self-development that we're doing. And it really does play into, you know, how they develop in a very spiritual and physical way. And even like my mom, My mom's very loving in her own way. She gives love through her food and through cooking and for being like there with you. Like that's my mom's love. I know my mom loved me, but she wasn't a super affectionate person.
Right.
I didn't ever correlated my mom didn't love me from her affection. I correlated my mom loves me through food, right? But when I started doing this work and healing my, like the stories that I would come through around my aunt and my uncles and, you know, my siblings and my family members, what I would learn so much about my mom from the spirit world that she never really shared with me because she didn't have the upbringing that also didn't allow her to speak in that way, right? And so when I would start to share with her stuff that my grandmother, her mother and spirit were sharing with me, who I never met, my mom was 14, but she'd give me all this insight and in how I could work with my mom psychically, like this, like what we did today with your family members. And all of a sudden my mom is super affectionate out of nowhere. Right. It's not like I have to ask for it. Like she comes in and she's like, can I give you a hug? And I'm like, yes, you know, because, and again, but I'll go, whoa, that's so trippy. Cause she was never like that when she was younger. You know what I mean? She again, shows love through her food and you can taste it when you eat her food. Right. But it's really incredible. Like these little things that we do, it does create impact. We may not notice it right away, but it does create like those subtle little impacts in the field and it does create change. And so I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally feel that. I have one last little question for you, if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Because you brought up, you know, like I don't know if you remember, but Bree bought me the book Spirit Babies after the retreat last year, and she surprised me with it. So it landed at my door and I was like, excuse me, what? And so like, I've been working a little bit with that energy. I didn't know that I was working with it before. And that book offered me so much clarity. So when you described the little orb floating around my brother, I was like, oh, fucking shoo, just joking, but not, you know? I have dreamt about my daughter, you know? But the parameters in my life have not facilitated that transition into the world. And I'm always so curious and I never get a clear answer from people, and that's okay. If part of the healing is that I'm not supposed to know, I accept that. But I was just curious if you had any sense of that around me.
I actually see two spirit babies in your field. I love that you're already doing, you know, the connection and you're aware that one of them is there and that you have the strong connection. As again, I see two. I actually see female and male. In your field.
I feel him too, but he's so much more shy.
Yeah, and then I also feel him to be like further back, like almost like, you know how sometimes we spread them out? That's what it feels like to me. Like mine are almost five years apart. It doesn't feel like close together. It feels like a little bit further away from one another.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love that you're already tapping into him as well. So.
Yeah. Funny. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
First of all, Jess, I just want to say, wow, you know, it was a little bit weird and hard to listen to the recording because we did that beautiful meditation. You led me through that guided meditation before we dropped into the womb healing. And my voice sounded so weird. So it was like really funny to listen to it, but I was clearly in a really deep state with you. So I'm also really glad that I listened to it because the reading was so dense and rich with information that listening to it again allowed me, you know, it's like watching an episode for a second time. You catch different little pieces and all of the pieces were so poignant. So yeah, let's see. I made some notes because there were so many pieces that I wanted to talk about. First of all, I think like right after we opened, immediately you were picking up on female family members and some of their physical ailments. Like that in and of itself would have been enough. It kind of blew my mind. There was my grandma and her emphysema and my aunt and her rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, I found it so interesting before we even started this session, I would have thought that a womb healing would be something only directed towards people with wombs. And then, you know, you so beautifully stated that because we all come from the womb, everybody has the opportunity for womb healing. So I just thought that was interesting too. And then you talked about the piece of worthiness around my mom in connection to my grandfather. And that has been such a profound struggle, I would say, for my mom in her life. combating all of those gender issues. Like my grandfather, her father, had been hoping for a boy. So when she came into the world a female, I think there was definitely an energetic and emotional understanding that she wasn't worthy right from the get-go, which has been a huge pain for her in her life. So I'm really glad that we got to touch on that. And what else? Yeah, you talked about me using my womb space to hold energy for other people. And that was not something that I had considered, but when I was listening to the recording, I was reflecting on that. And I do believe that's true. I'm a Cancer, and so I'm very maternal by nature. And I am not a mother yet. I would love to be one day if that's in the cards for me. But I do think of all of the clients that sit in my chair as my children. And I also, whenever I speak to people, especially if it's difficult information to deliver, I try to phrase things the way that I would if I was saying this in front of that person's mother. So I don't know if you feel like that's too loose a connection, but for me, it felt definitely connected. And then that was so funny that we got that message from an ex while we were in the middle of the session, and how those things connect to the womb healing experience. You also talked about grief around my heart, and I can't tell you how true that is. You know, it's definitely, it feels like a vulnerable share for me, but I'm also not a very private person, and I think if you know me on a personal level, then that has been a huge part of my life experience, having a deep desire and a deep longing for a romantic relationship, and to be consistently met with rejection or unrequited love or incompatible matches I've had a lot of heartbreak in my life. And I'm just referring that in the romantic sense, but there's also been a lot of heartbreak in and around family and my family relationships. You know, I used to say to people, it's so funny when you look back at your progress in the healing process. I used to say to people, oh yeah, my parents got divorced when I was 7, but it's not an open wound. And as I got deeper and deeper into my healing journey and did a lot of counseling around that as well, I discovered that that is probably exactly the opposite of the truth. I think that probably was my first heartbreak, was seeing my parents separate, and it felt like my idea of what love looked like died in front of me and sparked a really long journey through, I don't know, a healing my relationship with love and romance. So that was huge for me. And you talked about healing patterns of trust, and I thought it was really interesting that you said past, present, and future, because of course I'm definitely able to see issues in my past where trust has come into play and been an ongoing issue for me with people, and also, you know, as I would later discover, for me with myself, because I think I have an idea in my mind that trust with other people is almost always a reflection of trust with ourselves. If we trust ourselves, then we know that we won't self-abandon, and we know that if we come into an interaction that doesn't feel comfortable or safe, that we trust ourselves to remove ourselves. And so it's taken a lot of time for me to deepen that relationship with trust with myself as well. You know, towards the end of the session, we talked about my relationship with my brother, and that has been like probably one of my greatest heartbreaks of my life. You know, as kids, he was the light of my life, and I just wanted to be near him and doing anything that he was doing. And as we grew up together, there was a lot of pain in that relationship. I think also right from my moment of birth, I think when I was born, My brother felt really threatened by my presence, and over the course of our childhood and adolescence, there was just a lot of pain around that relationship, a lot of rejection, a lot of shaming, a lot of judgment. And so to be able to look at that, and we talked a little bit about a cord of forgiveness, even including past lives, which feels very, very true for me. I think my brother and I have had this cycle many times before of around the forgiveness pattern between us. So yeah, I was really glad that we were able to take a little bit of time and space to look at that. And some of the information that you pulled through around him was absolutely true around, you talked about him pulling away. It was funny, actually. You said, is this a physical distance or an emotional distance? And I replied to you and I said, it's literal, but he actually lives very close by and the distance is absolutely emotional. My brother really struggles with addiction and mental health. And in the times where he's struggling the most, he tends towards isolation. And that's usually my primary indication of what's happening in his world. So I was not remotely surprised when you checked in with his readiness around things that might be ready to be cleared to support his highest good, and his energetic response being that he wasn't ready or he wasn't sure if he was ready. Story checks out, you know. He has very many resources available to him and he's surrounded by a lot of support, but at the end of the day, it has to be his choice and it has to be of his own volition. So I hope that planting some of these seeds helps to steer him in that direction, because we're all here to love and support him through that process. And then at the end of the session, I said to you, I can't wait to see what happens in my dreams. And I sent you a message the next day because I went to sleep that night, and this has happened to me before, but I had a dream visitation from spirit. And my understanding from a lot of my studies and my learning is that a lot of our connection can be through the womb space and through the heart space. So I was not remotely surprised, but that something was opened to deepen that connection to spirit. And in the dream, I was laying in my bed, in my real bedroom, which was where I was, and my closet door opened slowly. And in the dream, I felt a sense of panic. But what I also thought was interesting was that as I watched the shape of a spirit step through the door, I also was aware of a sense of curiosity inside myself. I was trying to glean any information that I could from this spirit visitor, but unfortunately, the fear took over and I woke myself out of the dream. So I wasn't able to identify it in the moment. And then, lo and behold, the next day, I had a client in my hair chair. So like someone who was coming to get some highlights. And sometimes you just hit it off with people right out the gate. We started talking about spirituality and everything esoteric right away. So I felt very safe and comfortable to share with her that some information was coming through while I was doing her hair. And while that was happening, I was able to put some pieces together that actually the spirit communicator who had come into my dream was connected to her. So that was a first for me. I have a lot of friends who also do spirit communication who have talked about receiving information the night before or the morning of a reading with a person, and that was the first time that had ever happened for me. So that was exciting. I'm gonna say exciting. Overall, I would just, I guess, to say it succinctly, the whole reading was hugely profound for me. And I said in the process that I could physically feel the changes while you were clearing things. Like you described it as like clearing out a cupboard, and that was exactly what it felt like. Areas of my body or of my energetic system that had felt heavy suddenly felt light, and the experience was instantaneous. So that was really, really cool. I 10 out of 10 recommend getting a womb healing with Jess if it's something that you've been pondering for any time. And I am excited to continue reporting back to you the healing that I notice that feels connected to this as time progresses. So thank you so much. You have such a beautiful gift. Please continue sharing it with the world. And I am so excited to see you at the retreat in June and give you a real life squeeze. Okay, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.